It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the web. So, who knows who's listening around the world. Today we're going to cover a little bit more on the Lemon Law. Lemon Law is for a car that is having so many problems, the same problems, three times or more. Okay, like for instance, the engine dies for no reason, and you take it into to the dealer for warranty, and they supposedly fix the problem. And while you're still under the warranty, it does it three more times or two more times. Okay? Folks, you have to remember, you have to get a receipt. Okay? Every time you take your car in to the dealer, when you're under the warranty, for any kind of repair or whatever, get a receipt so you have a record. Most dealers don't want to give you a receipt that you brought the car in, because then they're liable for the Lemon Law. Okay? Now, under the Lemon Law, when you file a complaint, the first option they're going to try and give you is to have them try to repair it one more time. Okay? The second option they're going to give you is they'll give you a comparable car, you know, same model. It might be a different year, but you pay the depreciated price of your car and the difference. Okay? The third option is a straight across trade. I prefer the third option. But most of the times, 90% of the times, folks, the car is not a lemon. It's a lemon technicians that cannot fix the problem. Okay? It's a lemon technicians. Because we had a case where a customer's fuel pump broke. And the car's under the warranty. They took it in, they fixed the fuel pump, they replaced it, put a new one in, and then the car stalled again. When they brought it back, towed it back into the dealer, it was out of gas. What had happened was, when the technician replaced the fuel pump in the gas tank, the technician did not attach the fuel gauge to the fuel pump. The fuel gauge is attached to the fuel pump. So the fuel gauge was reading half a tank of gas, when actually it was empty. So that's plain sloppy work. Okay, so if you have any questions about this or other stuff that you want to discuss, you can call me at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? It doesn't have to pertain to the same subject that we're talking about. You want to make a comment or whatever, just give me a call. Okay, wheel alignment. A lot of people, when they buy tires, they always requests for wheel alignment. Folks, you got to be careful. When you recommend or request for wheel alignment, they will align the wheels and charge you for it. Okay? So never make that request. You can say, I think, or could you check, or anything but do the wheel alignment, or change the water pump, or do this or do that. When you say that, you are liable. They're going to change it for you, even if it's good. Okay? It's common sense. You go into a restaurant and you say, hey, I want steak medium rare. They're going to give you steak medium rare. Okay? Because that's what you ordered. So, be careful. Put the judgment in the technician's court and say, I'm having this problem. Could you check it? Could you check it out? Okay? So, anyway, we have Wanda. Who's on the phone?
We have Howard from Makiki.
Hi, Howard.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay.
Yeah, a question on a 93 Toyota Camry my aunt has. She had a radiator leak. The water was leaking in the top of the radiator. So you put some stop leak and it seems to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
When you drive the car in city driving, you know, the temperature gauge goes halfway and maybe a little further past that. But when you get on the freeway, the temperature gauge slowly goes down to cold.
Mm-hmm.
So what's with that?
Is the fan working?
I haven't checked it. I assume so.
Usually, if you're in traffic and the temperature climbs, your fan, the radiator fan, is not working.
Okay.
See, and when you get up on the freeway, the air is blowing through the radiator, so you don't need the fan.
Okay.
See, that's the first indication right there. So what kind of stop leak did you use for the radiator?
Oh, I don't know. I just told her to use it, and I guess my cousin put something in. I'm not sure what.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's it?
That's all I know.
Oh, okay.
So it just could be a fan then, might not be working.
Yeah, you have to check it. So when you're driving around in the city and the temperature starts climbing, pull over to the side, leave the motor running, and pop the hood and see if the fan's going.
Okay. Yeah. One comment about the lemon law thing.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a 2005 Honda Accord,
mm-hmm.
and I complained about... My problem was I didn't test drive the car beforehand, but anyway, after I bought it, when you go for a bump, you can feel... when it goes over a bump, you can feel like something kicking you in the pants.
Mm.
And I complained about that, and nobody else felt that. Okay, just me.
Mm-hmm.
So, long story short, they finally got the regional manager to agree to change the struts. And once they changed the struts, you know, it smoothed out.
Mm-hmm.
I got rid of that kick and the bump. But the bottom line is that, first off, test drive the car on junk roads. Okay? Mm-hmm. Don't test it on the smooth road.
Mm-hmm.
And just because you see something, okay, or you feel something, and they tell you, they act like, you know, there's nothing wrong. You're not wrong. They're trying to fool you into thinking that the problem is in your mind.
All the time.
It's not the car.
Yep.
So, bottom line, I learned that the hard way by not test driving the car.
Mm.
But the car drives okay now, so. Anyway, just the hassle to go through that sort of, you know, upset at me.
See, the technicians are supposed to take it on a bad road and test it.
Mm-hmm.
But at that's cutting time into their what they call commission time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So they don't want to do it. They just tell you, no, I couldn't find it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and they put time on the ticket. That way they get paid for it.
Yeah, right. That's the way I figured it afterwards.
Yeah.
So I learned the hard way, so hopefully somebody will learn the easy way.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5160. 5467 if you have a comment, question, or whatever. The radio show's flexible. Okay, so anyway, for you people who graduated in the 50s and the 60s, the Nifty 50s and 60s Oldies Bash for 2011 will be on October 14th at the Pacific Beach Hotel Grand Ballroom from 5 to midnight. And folks, let me tell you, this is a fantastic bash. The food is number one. Awesome. It's a buffet dinner. And this is a very, very popular event. So I would recommend you register early, because last year, over 200 people were turned away. And you can reserve tables for your group. If you want to reserve for your group, it's possible. So you can sit with all your friends. Okay? Just call 239-5360 or get on a computer and go to niftyoldiesbash.net. That's niftyoldiesbash.net, and you'll see the registration form on there. But don't be like the dinosaur. He wanted to register last minute and he got turned away. And you know what dinosaur I'm talking about? The one from Maui? Yeah. So, anyway, hopefully Damien will register early this year. Okay? So, anyway, if you haven't been to this Nifty's 50s and 60s Oldies Bash, oh, you don't know what you are missing. It is fantastic. Unbelievable. Okay, so just ask Mario Yano, he'll tell you. The food is fantastic. And you know, we never got to the dessert table. We overate at the food table. So no room for desserts. Anyway, give me a call at 808-296-5467. Yeah, we haven't been getting calls from Kauai and Maui and Molokai and the Big Island. I wonder if everybody is awake or listening. And if you have to have your cars tinted, I would recommend it tinted because it saves your upholstery. The only tint shop I recommend is the Pro Tint Hawaii. Pro Tint Hawaii. Okay? Headlights, folks. For the safety of the seniors and the children, please turn on your headlights. When it's a little dim, raining, whatever, it don't hurt to turn on the headlights. It's not for you to see where you're going. It's for the seniors and the children trying to cross the street or driving to see you coming. Okay? Please, pass the word along. Turn on headlights. Okay, who do we have on the phone?
We have Julie from Waianae.
Hi, Julie.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, and I do have a question.
Okay.
I have a 2000 Sebring convertible, and it has been, lately it has been just turning itself off. One time when I was going 60 miles an hour, and another time or two when it was slow, but it has no lights coming on, and I've been able to control the car okay, but there's something wrong that wasn't happening before.
What year is that?
2000.
2000?
Yes.
Well, I tell you, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
The car is trying to save you gasoline.
I love it.
No. Sounds like the control module is shorting out. There is a power transistor in there that when it gets hot, it just turns off.
Okay. And so I take it in and ask them to just
test it.
Test it, please. The control module?
Yes, test the control module.
Okay.
It could be the control, most likely the control module, but it could be a crank sensor.
Also, okay.
Okay.
The only thing I can think that happened that might help us a little bit is it was getting wet inside, and we finally figured that out and got it so it would drain. It was adding water in the bottom when we were getting a big storm, and it actually killed my radio. And I haven't looked into that one yet, but and then this has happened since then. Does that make any difference?
It could be.
Okay.
It could be shorting it out.
So shorting it out the control module, you mean? Or?
Yeah, it could be.
Oh, okay.
But have them test it.
I will do that.
They have testers that can test it.
All right. And
okay.
If it wasn't that, what would be next that they would test?
What's that?
If that wasn't it, what would be next that they would test?
No, 99% sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Hi. Who's next?
We have Francis from Waipahu.
Hi, Francis.
Hello, I have a couple of questions about Royal Purple.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, on one car, I put in Royal Purple about 7 months ago, and the car has been driven very little, only about 500 miles since then.
Mm-hmm.
And the other car, I've driven about 7,000 miles. My question to you is, how do we know when you need to change the oil, even if you don't drive it a lot? But, you know, many months have gone by. Is there a coloration?
It doesn't change color.
Yeah?
No.
So what's the guideline there?
I would recommend either one year or 12,000 miles on that oil.
I see. Okay, another question. I noticed that Royal Purple, some of them have actually a purple color.
Mm-hmm.
Some do not. Is there a difference or what?
Some do not.
Yeah. I went to a oil change location at the Royal Purple to put it in, and when I checked the oil, it wasn't purple.
Then it is not purple.
It's not Royal Purple, but they call it Royal Purple. So
no, it's not.
It's not that. It has to be purple, yeah?
Yeah.
Very, okay.
That's okay.
All I need to know. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101. She's built by my 409, my 409. Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes.
Is your furry four-legged friend getting a bit too furry? Then call Fur Styling by Tammy. With 22 years of experience, Fur Styling by Tammy specializes in all types of dogs. Located on 8th Avenue in Kaimokee, Fur Styling by Tammy also features the latest in organic food, treats, and shampoos for your dog. Keep your dog healthy and looking good. Call Tammy at 732-5715. That's 732-5715.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, cute cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
She's real
Okay, we're back rolling along, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob, speeding along with my ethanol test. Fortunate enough to get, I guess, 2 gallons, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, the power pickup, it still amazes me. I mean, the car just zips right along. It's
you like it, huh?
It's a joy. Unfortunately, I think I overzipped because I lost like 1 mile per gallon in gas mileage, but I think that was because I was zipping too much.
No.
Yeah, you know, that's what I told
people. You want to get caught for speeding.
You know, too, if you get more power, you have to fight the like, temptation is to go faster, right?
Mm-hmm.
You save gas by going slower, so that's my tip of the week.
Yeah, get your foot off the gas pedal.
But no, man, my Kia, 2006 Kia, put the 2 gallons in, fill it up, and it like 5 minutes later, yeah, you could just feel the like difference in the energy and the responsiveness. So it's enjoyable. Like you said, it, you know, makes me want to run up the highways a little faster than I probably should. But other than that, life is good. So as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. Don't forget to tell your legislatures to support ethanol so we have some options over here. All right, George, we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay. I guess he's getting hooked on ethanol. It is good stuff, folks. If you haven't tried it, you have to try. It is fantastic. Amazing stuff. Give me a call at 808-296-5467. Okay? And if you have questions about the ethanol, or if you saw that the Champ Show on OC16, we covered all the good stuff about ethanol and the gasoline quality here in Hawaii. So, anyway, let's get to calls.
We have Celine Steve on the line.
Selena!
Okay. Since you asked me to tell you the story on the radio, I'll tell you the story. Talking about cars and when they have a problem. Okay. Well, anyway, a couple of years ago, when I was selling real estate, you know, I bought a brand new expensive German car, which was a blank, blank, blank. Anyway, I went, I picked it up, bought it brand new, and I drove it for a couple of days, went to Japan, came back from Japan about 10 days later, stick the key inside the car, click, 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 dead battery, right? So I called the dealer, they sent a guy out, changed the battery, then in turn, drove it around a couple of days, then I took my Japanese client back to the airport for his flight back to Japan. Coming back down on the Nimitz by a dust storm, and all of a sudden the steering gets heavy. Oh no! And I'm like, oh, I got to get off the road, right? Mm-hmm. I'm diving down and I veer and I get and I'm going fast enough so that I have enough forward momentum. And I said, okay, come on, get me down off Nimitz Highway and let me get to at least by maybe the Sand Island. There's a triangle over mm-hmm. there, so I can pull off to the side of the road so I don't block anybody. So I go in and I just barely make it. I'm like about 5 feet from the triangle. So I have to put the car in neutral and push the car a little bit. Yes, I'm off the road. So then here I am. I'm dressed up in my brand new car, paper license plate, in my coat and tie, and it's about almost 12 o'clock in the noon. And it's hot. There's no shades. I'm perspiring. I call the dealer. They're send the tow truck, fine. So then I said, all right, so I take off my tie, take off my jacket. I'm waiting there. And then, you know, talk about adding insult to injury, yeah? But I have this one guy in this pickup truck comes by. He says, hey, you need some help? I said, no, I'm fine, thanks, yeah? So he goes, drives on his way. Then the next guy, about a couple of minutes later, this guy in this old beat-up VW bug, rusty, smoking, the whole nine yards, right? So he pulls up on the side, he rolls down his window, he says, hey, bro, how's it? What, you need help? I said, no, I'm good, thanks. He says, hey, you got a nice new car, yeah? He says, how much you pay for that? He said, too much, I think, huh? And he digs out, right? And if you could have saw me, George, it would be just like a cartoon where the guy gets a smoke coming out of his ears. Because the insult was, here I am, I bought this brand new car, about $60,000 car. It's stuck dead on the road. And here's this guy driving this old beat up Volkswagen. Rusty, smoking, the whole nine yards, but he's still on the road, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, I tell you, that was so insulting to me. You had to be there. Tow truck comes and picks me up. We go down to the dealer. He says, okay, the service manager comes out. Oh, what happened? Mr. Illinois? Okay, we'll take care of your car right now. Don't worry. Go have a cup of coffee. And I'm inside there. The salesman comes up. And he says, oh, having your car service. I said, no, you wouldn't believe this is, my car died on the road. So he goes over there. He says, so I tell him the story. And he starts laughing at me on that end. And then about maybe 1 minute later, the service manager comes inside. He says, your car's finished, but it's kind of dirty, so, you know, I have the boys wash your car for you. Come to find out, it was a fuse that blew on that end.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, simple things like that and a $5 part, but it caused me, a lot of anguish and aggravation. So, you know, like anything else, even a new car can have some problems.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, make sure that if when you're there, the dealer does a good job. And after they replace that, the car had no problems after that. On that.
You're lucky.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, it's just the idea, that brand new car, you think this brand of car is supposed to be extremely dependable and very durable and the whole nine yards. That's what it's purported to be. But, you know, little things just go wrong. Batteries. Cheap $5 fuse, not too good. But anyways,
so did you buy another one?
Oh, no. I decided to...
You go American.
Get rid of that car and go back to an American car, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it wasn't worth the money, I think. Because the car sure did depreciate a whole lot real fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, anyway. Okay.
Thank you.
Yep, bye.
Okay, who's next?
We have Sean from Kauai.
Hi, Sean.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I had a question. Actually, a couple questions if I have time.
Okay.
I heard you say on your program before that the state of Hawaii doesn't actually have super gas.
Right.
And I was wondering, if that's true, how come that lie is allowed to continue? Like, if people are going to buy super gas and you're not getting it.
That's what I've been trying to talk to the DCCA about. How come the 92 is not 92 and it's 89, but nobody's doing anything about it.
Okay, that's my first question, is why that lie is allowed to continue. And my second question is, my friend told me I'm wasting my money by changing fully synthetic oil every 5,000 miles.
Yeah.
He said I should let it go at least 6 or 8. Is that true? Or?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, because I'm using Mobil 1 full synthetic.
Oh, not that oil.
Oh, that one.
That one is not full synthetic.
Oh, it's not. The bottle says full synthetic.
Yeah, but it's our government law that allow them to call it full synthetic even with a drop of synthetic.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So you were recommending Pennzoil, yeah, before?
AMSOIL.
Oh, AMSOIL.
Yeah.
Okay.
AMSOIL, you can go 1 year or 25,000, whichever is first.
What about the Mobil 1 that I use?
No. No.
Oh, you don't even recommend it? Or?
I recommend it, yeah, but
okay. You
can't go that long.
5,000 miles is too long for that oil?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay?
So more like, 3 or 4,000 miles for
right,
that oil?
Right.
Okay.
Thanks
That's
for calling.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, it's almost like not worth using it then if it's only 4,000.
That's right.
Okay, we have Andy from Hawaii Kai.
Hey, Andy.
Yeah, aloha, George. I want to agree with Rolling Bob. A few minutes after you put that ethanol in your tank from George Nita, oh, man, the pedal just seems like it drops down, the gas pedal, real fast, real easy.
No, you're getting speed crazy.
Yeah, and I promise you didn't change the pedal at all. It was just the ethanol and Andy wanting to drive a little use some of that extra horsepower.
Yeah, you love the horsepower, right?
I do, man. It's amazing. Just like Rolling Bob, I agree with him. Ethanol is, and I agree with what he said, we need more choices in our town.
Mm-hmm.
We need ethanol.
That's right.
That's another option. And then like you well point out, if we ever have a shipping strike, a disaster, we need to have more fuel on the island, in our island, to
That's right.
run our vehicles and industry, farms, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I wanted to tell you that, you know, this past week, the Hawaii Senate wanted to raise the excise tax.
Mm-hmm.
And many people were encouraged to go down and testify.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to say that I did. I took part of my business day, sacrificed some of my customers a little bit, not happy with me, but I went down, testified at every senator's office, told them, please do not hurt our people by raising the excise tax. It's a regressive, hurts the poor, mm-hmm. hurts business, it's going to slow the economy.
Mm-hmm.
And many of them were saying, many of the senators I talked to said, well, we got to have all the options available. Some of them said they would vote for it. Some said they would vote against it. But that was on Wednesday. Thursday, they had a vote, and they voted against it because they got, and some of the senators admitted that they had hundreds and hundreds of phone calls and way, way more against than for it. And then I went back on Friday, and I thanked them. All the ones who voted no, mm-hmm. I give them a handwritten note.
Good.
When we go down there, it takes an issue like the excise tax to get plenty of people, but I hope we can get plenty of people to write and go down to their senators and representatives about ethanol.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to encourage people. It works sometimes, not every time, but in this case, when hundreds of people wrote in, called in, came down, testified, knew they had 3 hours of testimony. They had to change the room from one of the rooms in the Capitol down to the auditorium in the bottom of the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
Big auditorium. And so if the people rise up, the politicians eventually listen.
Right.
Yeah.
If so they wise up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Helping to wise them up. Mm-hmm. So mahalo, George, as always.
Thank you.
Yep. Aloha.
Aloha. Okay. Break time.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nito.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes. Giddy up, giddy up.
I went to a party and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita, I want you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuili'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back on the air again. And who's on the line? Hello?
We have Richard from Waipahu.
Hi, Richard.
Yes. I want to know what you can use to clean the car headlights. The stuff is so hard to see nighttime.
Ah. Okay.
That doesn't look like the other cars, like glass. They look,
it's all foggy.
In, neon.
Yeah.
Look like plastic or whatever.
Yeah. Okay, go get some Mother's aluminum mag wheel polish.
Oh, mag. Okay.
Okay?
Yes, mag, Mother's
aluminum polish.
Mag, yeah.
Yeah, and go okay. Polish it.
Oh, you clear it out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Because I tried everything again.
Try that. A little elbow grease.
I was ready for change them. They said it's over 200.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Use the Mother's.
100 pounds, yeah.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Okay, who's next?
We have Tom from Waipahu.
Hi, Tom.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, George, it's Tom.
Hi.
Hey, you know, I got a couple questions about this ethanol thing.
Mm.
You know, it's not about the ethanol itself. I mean, I think everybody agrees it worked good. Well, my question is, I mean, what specifically do you expect from the legislature and the stuff to, I mean, even if they back it up 100%, we still need investors to invest to start this industry.
Right.
So exactly what are you saying that we need the legislatures to do? Do they need to pass a tax break for these guys or, I mean, just because they agree that, hey, this is good stuff, I mean, you know, that's not going to create an industry.
No.
You need guys to invest into it. You need the, you know, and you got to have the land and the, I mean, you know what I mean? You got to create all the machinery and the whatever, the stills like that to refine all
right.
the...
Right.
So we need that. That's a lot of investment money. I mean, who's okay. going to invest? How are we going to attract investors?
Let's put it this way.
So if you can, you know, kind of tell us about that, because, you know, exactly what do you expect the legislature to do and how are we going to get investors? That's my question.
All I have for the legislature is don't put roadblocks for the investors, because they are known to put roadblocks no matter what.
Oh,
that's why Hawaii.
What industry? They put roadblocks no matter what.
That's what I'm saying.
That's their job.
That's what I'm saying. Hawaii is known to be the only state in the nation that is anti-business.
Yeah, I mean, they're anti-business for any business.
Yes, that's
not
why.
Not just the ethanol business, any business.
Well, I know that. That's why I'm saying, what do you recommend if tomorrow we don't have any oil?
Well, I mean, yeah.
What
ethanol,
do you recommend?
Ethanol is good, but how are we going to get the investors to start this industry here? I mean, you know, that's the question.
That's people got to get together and they got to think about it, because Hawaii is the only state in America that is totally dependent on oil.
Because, I mean, I think we still have sugarcane land on the Big Island.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, we have lots of sugarcane land.
So it's a matter of just starting that industry there, getting them to start to make the whatever, bring in the machinery and things to make the ethanol from the sugar cane?
To make ethanol from sugar cane, the sugar cane the ethanol refinery is going to run well over $200 million.
Uh-huh.
And the landowners can't do it. A&B can't do it. And, you know, it's a lot of money putting out.
And the other problem I think we're going to have is with the ATF, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. Because, you know, I watch, like, I don't know what channel, A&E or Discovery, and these guys make moonshine. You know, these backwoods
mm-hmm.
farmers, they're making moonshine. And, you know, they go after these guys. And so, I mean, like this ethanol, like you said, it's just like making moonshine.
It is moonshine.
Yeah. In fact, I picked up some books about making, you know,
mm-hmm.
ethanol. And one of the parts, the chapters is about, you know, you got to get an exemption from the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms if you make so many.
Yeah, we have that covered.
Yeah.
Yeah, because... to make it available to public, we have to taint it and put in 1% gasoline.
Yeah, something like when you buy NOS, they put that stuff in so people can't inhale it.
Right.
So, but
that's not a problem. The problem is trying to get people to see that Hawaii is so vulnerable to having no oil. So we need a fail-safe, like a backup. So if it should happen where it's a shipping strike or a shortage of oil, that Hawaii doesn't end up on the back burner.
Well, the other problem also is what would be the price, you know, per gallon or whatever, you know, for the ethanol, because people are... You know, they're going to go with whatever's cheapest.
Right. I understand
that.
You
know, and other companies are not stupid.
But again, you're missing the whole thing.
Yes, I understand.
What if there's no oil?
We need another alternative.
Yes. You need something to fall back on, because if we don't have it, we're dead.
Right. But, you know, investor is not going to make a whole industry if he's not making money. That's the point, you know.
Oh, we have the projection sheets all made up, and they do make money. There is no such thing as getting into ethanol, you're not going to make money. Fuel is your number one money maker in the world.
And the other question would be, I mean, if they start making it, can they keep up with the demand?
That's not a problem.
Okay. Well, anyway, I just wanted to ask those questions, and if you can, you know, later on go in more detail.
We have it all set up on a business plan, and investors get to see it once they sign the non-compete, non-disclosure forms, and it's a perfect form format made out by a professional. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Wait, hello.
Okay. Who's next?
We have Bob calling from Kona.
Hey, Bob.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, Bob.
Hey, George, how's it? So I just have a comment. My truck's white, and every time I go to the Toyota dealer, I get it done, and there's always white smudge marks on my truck. It's like always three different places, and it's from the guys wearing dirty shirts, leaning over, or they never wash their hands. And I try to complain about it in the past, but it doesn't seem to do any good. I guess it's the problem is having a white truck.
No. You see, when the dealers think they have you over the barrel where you have no choice but to buy from them.
Right.
And then that's how they treat you. It's like the oil companies.
Yeah, they should treat the customers better, though. But that's the way it is, huh?
They should. You know, and the best way to run a business is to treat your customer like you want to be treated.
Yeah, exactly.
But they don't look at it that way. Only Maui Toyota does that.
Yeah, no, I wrote a letter. When they get the little card, you know, when you're done, they have this little card. How are you going to reply to our service? And I said, I sent it back to Hilo. I said, I'm very, very upset. The last three times, I'm really pissed. The last three times, you had more oil change. I got grease marks in my white truck. So I wrote on the card, I said, no, I'm not happy. I'm very upset with how you guys have been handling my truck.
Mm-hmm. Bob, who did you complain to?
Just the dealer? I better not name the service manager.
Oh, no, I mean like just people on the Big Island.
Oh, yeah, right.
Maybe you have to go higher up. Go higher up.
Yeah, no, right. That's a good idea. I addressed it to Dave Deleuze. He's the owner of the company. So my little card, I put his name on it. I want him to please read it. So maybe that'll get some results.
Hmm. Wishful thinking.
He's the owner of the both the Kona and the Hilo dealership. So he should know what's going on.
Right to Servco.
Yeah, that too.
Then you might get some action.
They're the main ones in Oahu?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, George.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Aloha. Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. Who's next?
We have Tristan from Montreal, Canada.
Hey, Tristan.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay. How are you doing there in Canada?
Well, suffering from the gas spike this week.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
We shot up to 139 this week.
Wow.
Making it 526 a gallon.
Holy moly.
Yeah. Now it's averaging at about $5.10 for a gallon.
Wow.
It's incredible.
It is. And there is no end.
No, not as long as they have, the monopoly on just one type of fossil fuel, right?
Right.
They don't allow us to have the other stuff, you know, hydrogen, ethanol.
Why don't you guys make ethanol there?
We have the flex cars, but we don't have the fuel. We have that flex fuel. You sit on all the new GMs, but there's none here. So I don't know what they're pushing that technology for. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I had a question regarding the Autolite
spark plug. Mm-hmm.
Do you still recommend them?
Right. I recommend the Autolite XP series.
XP series.
Yeah, that's extra performance.
Okay. Maybe it's different from the other ones because the other ones are made in Mexico.
Uh huh. Yeah, the XP is made in America, and it's extra performance and extra long life. But when you change those plugs and put those plugs in, don't forget to put anti-seize on the thread.
Right, the nickel anti-seize.
Yeah, a nickel one. Then you can leave them in for 100,000 miles.
Oh, wow.
Okay?
Yeah, that's quite amazing. That's a lot longer than the average.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It's a real good plug.
Does the spark, is it iridium or is it platinum?
Iridium.
This is iridium? And does it have to be gapped?
It's always good to check it.
Okay.
But we developed that spark plug from testing on motorcycle drag bikes.
Okay.
And it worked great. So then we jumped onto the junior dragsters with them. And the juniors ran real good, so they started producing them for regular everyday cars.
Oh, wow. So there's a bit of a lab testing.
Oh, that's a lot better plug. Really good. I mean, you actually feel a difference when you put them in.
Oh, wow. I'm going to have to try to look for those here. I don't think they have the XP, but see if I can order them.
Yeah, go check them out.
Yeah, well, okay. I appreciate the info. Thanks a lot, George.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes. Giddy up, giddy up.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ, or Damien Sr. Either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
She's real fine, my. We're back rolling again. And before we get to the calls, I'd like to announce again the Nifty's and the Nifty 50s and 60s Oldies Bash for 2011 will be on October 14th, that's a Friday night, at the Pacific Beach Hotel Grand Ballroom from 5 to midnight. It's a very popular event, very, very popular. But the food, folks, is even better. Fantastic. And it's worth the price. You got to register early because last year, over 200 people were turned away. So call 239-5360. That's 239-5360. Or go to niftiesoldiesbash.net. That's niftiesoldiesbash.net and get the registration. And you can also reserve the table with all your friends on it. So it's really a fun thing. If you haven't been there, I would recommend it highly. Okay? So and I'd like to thank at this time a big mahalo to Wendell Kwan and Champ. From the champ is from that OC16 champ show for really helping with this ethanol project. Without them, we'll be moving very slowly. So Wendell Kwan and Champ from the OT16 champ show. The bad economy is from high gas prices, folks. Check it out and remember history. When the gas prices went up, economy went down. So gas prices is on its way up again. So what are you going to do? We got to get ethanol. Okay, who's next on the phone?
We have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, George.
What's up?
George, my good friend and neighbor who works for, I won't say who, right? But a big giant autoplex has been, you know, we did the photographs of the 57 T-Bird that I own for a long time ago. I want to sell it, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But what he's noticed, George, is that there's been hardly any nibbles, and the nibbles that come in are, you know, totally, you know, bogus, right?
Yep.
They're trying to see how stupid we are, like we don't know what we have kind.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wondered, George, do you have any ideas, or should I talk to you off the air during the week?
You know, Rob, right now it's really hard to sell those cars.
Yeah, he and I concluded this quite a while ago.
The best place, I can tell you right now, the best place for it is in Scottsdale, Arizona. That's you get more for your money at the Barrett Jackson Auto Auction in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Yeah. Needs a little bit of work. It's not a, you know, it's not a roll it out.
Yeah, but you see, in Scottsdale, at the
the Barrett Jackson, they have three stages.
Oh.
It's not all primo kind of cars sold there. They got the primo one, which is $1,500.
You know, I understand.
And then you got the next mediocre one.
Say one, two, three stages of what you own,
Yeah.
Yeah, because somebody is going to buy it for a good price and then try to double their money at least, right?
Oh, yeah. So I would try to get a hold of Barrett Jackson and see.
Just, try communicate with them and...
Take it there.
Yeah, because we have the photographs, interior, in and out, engine compartment, underneath, all around.
Yeah, they'll give you
that
advice. They'll give you that good advice.
Thanks, George.
Okay, who's next?
Okay, we have Clarence from Macaulay.
Hi, Clarence.
Oh, good afternoon, George.
Hi.
I was watching at Ohama Road on Sunday. They had Gordon Segundo driving those electric race cars that go 50 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the racetrack located? Waikele or what?
I think so.
Oh, go 50 miles an hour. And you know the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco, they claim it's full of potholes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, okay. The announcer made a repeat. And Madison Freight is going up May 1st. And the price in the stores, boy, that's astronomical.
Yep.
Gee, with the raising Madison rates for the food, boy, I don't know how people are going to survive.
Yeah. Talk to your politician.
I don't know.
They're raising the taxes. Okay? Okay. Anyway. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? I would recommend, if you got a new car, to put on an electronic rust proofer. We have it, and it's the best rust proofer you can put on. It's a proven rust proofer. I've tested it. Otherwise, I wouldn't say it. And Harvey Maeda on Kauai also has it. Harvey's number on Kauai is 245-6523. 245-6523. That's a fantastic auto rust proofer. So anyway, if you have an accident, remember, folks, you have the choice of what body shop you can take your car to, not the insurance company. And all body shops do guarantee the work. So when they tell you that the insurance company is not going to guarantee it, that's bogus. The body shop guarantees it, not the insurance company. Okay? So, anyway. I'd like to thank all my callers for calling in, especially Tristan from Canada. Nice to hear people calling in from outside, other than from the state of Hawaii. We got to do something, folks. We cannot have the oil companies having this chokehold on Hawaii. We need to have alternative fuel. Anyway, it's a nice weather today. Enjoy the weather and lucky live Hawaii. Take care of each other, and we'll see you all next Saturday. Aloha.
Necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.